Good afternoon, WVCB listeners. Welcome to the Vol State Chat. I'm your host, Eric Melcher. I work in the public relations office here at Vol State. The Vol State Chat is a weekly talk show that takes you inside the college to let you know what's happening both in our academic programs and also with our activities and public events. I'm joined now by our student co-hosts, Chloe Duvall and Winnie Combs. How are you guys both doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
I'm doing great. Just kind of getting into the flow of things with school and everything. I'm getting kind of excited about some upcoming projects. You know, we're doing a music video in Capstone. So exciting things for sure.
Yeah, some of those end of the year projects are pretty cool, aren't they? Because it really kind of brings together everything you learned in a class, and it really helps you then kind of show off your new skills. So you're talking about Capstone in entertainment media production. You guys are doing a video that will actually be of your song.
Yes. Yes, we are. We're taking my song and we're doing kind of like a story music video to go along with it. And I think it's so fun because you kind of get to realize how much you've learned in that degree path.
Yeah.
And you get to actually apply real skills that you learned for your major into one gigantic project. And you learn how to work in a group too. So it's really, really interesting.
So you guys will have a song that you're producing, your song.
Yes.
You'll have a video for that song. Mm-hmm. And then you guys will have some web advertising, perhaps, or some web associated
stuff?
Yes,
there's a little web design going on, people designing posters that are going to be in the music video. So it's kind of like we're making our own props, too. So it's a full production, and it's really, really exciting.
Yeah, that should be exciting. And Winnie, how about yourself? Do you have any kind of cool projects you think going on in classes this semester that you're working on?
Nothing that comes to mind right off the bat. I'm just getting into the groove of taking my first few tests and doing things like that, a few papers. But nothing super, super exciting as, like, Chloe. But, just getting into the groove and actually starting to show what we've learned so far in the first few weeks by actual tests.
Yeah, it's getting hot and heavy at this point because we'll be hitting another week or two, and there's a lot going on. Well, we have another one of our unfair quizzes today. And as I always tell you ahead of time, I have not told them what the subject matter is, so they cannot even study for this. That's how rotten this is.
Yeah, we actually have no idea what it's about.
No idea. So the name of the game is the Vol State Program Game. I'm going to give you a clue, and you have to figure out what Vol State academic program I'm talking about. And I'll keep giving you some more clues, and we'll see if you can get these. Now, we have more than 100 programs, so it's a bit of a challenge.
We're talking about degree programs?
We're talking about degree programs.
Okay.
So some of these, I think they're easy, but we'll see. So here we go. Oh, and by the way, prizes, we have this is kind of cool. So this is a kind of a smaller mug.
Oh, my gosh. That's snazzy.
Snazzy thermal coffee mug, and then a fan.
A little fan. Oh, I hope I get the fan.
This may sound elaborate, folks, but it's just a little plug-in thing that you plug into yourself.
Hey, that's nice.
We have the cheapest prizes here on the Vol State
show. Vol State baseball and softball games.
Yes, actually, it's what it's perfect
for. You can plug it into your phone.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, plug it into your phone and fan yourself during a hot day. All right, so here we go. In what Vol State program do you learn how to block online bad guys?
Cybersecurity.
Ooh. Oh, you got it so fast.
I don't know. Winnie always seems to win these things. All right, question two. Which Vol State program has many chiefs as graduates?
Is it criminal justice?
You know, and I was going to accept
police.
That as a backup.
The police.
Not necessarily. The one that has the most number of chiefs is another thing that's very similar to being a police officer.
Is there a
campus security?
Firefighter?
Oh, really?
Fire science, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we have a fire science program. And
I didn't even know that we had that.
It's really cool. And so we've got fire chiefs from all over Middle Tennessee that have gone through the program because it's how you get your promotion. So you be a firefighter and you say, well, I want to move up in the ranks. One of the ways you do that is with a degree, and that's what our fire science program. So we see announcements all the time. So-and-so is now chief.
That's
graduated
so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. But I'm sure we probably have some police chiefs out there, too. All right, so here, next one. Which Vol State math and science program focuses on the impact of humans on our planet?
Is it
humans on our planet?
See, that's broad.
Well, economics would be, and that's over in social science, but that's having to do with money. This is, I mean, and a lot of math and science classes might touch on these issues, but we bring it all together in what we call environmental science. And so they're talking about things like climate change. They're talking about the impact of pollution. They do stream studies. They've done all sorts of cool things. It's really kind of a fun program. for people that are interested in the environment.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's become really one of our more popular math and science programs. So environmental science is the answer to that one. So it's 2-1, right?
I think it's 1-0. I don't think we got...
Yeah, it's kind of like basketball. When you're playing basketball, you forget what the score is all the time.
Exactly. Oh, I have no points.
I think we didn't get
Let's say 1-0. Here we go. But you can catch up now.
Mm-hmm.
Which Ball State program study what humans do when they go to the gym?
Physical trainer.
Physical education?
Physical education's one.
Okay. Athletic trainer, PT.
We call that actually the physical therapy, and that's a separate program. But sports medicine. Exercise science.
Yoga.
And then sports and leisure management.
Wow.
And these are all kind of like interconnected in the sense that they have some similar classes, but they're for specific job paths. Most people, I don't think, know about those programs here, but they're very popular because there's a lot of folks that want to go into those things. And then, of course, we always have a physical therapist assistant, which is one of our health sciences programs that helps people do rehab and all sorts of stuff, but it's not necessarily sports training in and of itself, but it's for the people that work with those doctors. So here's another one. What Ball State program teaches people how to evaluate what you do in bed?
Oh, sleep insomnia. They have the sleep diagnostic lab.
She's sleep diagnostics. You're good. Oh, You're
I
really
forgot about that one.
Sleep
I
saw, diagnostics.
I actually visited the thing
yeah,
last
it's kinda
week.
Cool.
It's so cool.
They got beds in there, and they hook the EKG stuff up to you, to your brain and stuff, and they're basically seeing how you sleep. And doing actual sleep studies to help determine when people have sleep apnea. And
yeah,
other
I don't know why
problems.
I said insomnia.
There's a polysomnographic part of it too.
Yeah,
I always think of sleep
diagnostics. I was looking for that.
But that is the one. Boy, you're kicking butt here. Good job. Mm-hmm. All right, and then finally, last one.
Ooh.
What Ball State program has a state of the art simulator for examining pregnant women?
The sonographer. Sonography.
Sonography, very good.
Yeah, I don't know about
so sonography.
Applied sciences.
Yeah, it's the pre-med degrees.
It's the pre-med degrees.
Well, and sonography, it's really all about ultrasounds. And so, of course, pregnant women have to get ultrasounds quite often. And to practice on how to give an ultrasound to a pregnant woman without hurting them and without, them being in pain and hurting the baby, we've got a simulator. And it's really cool because the simulator will say, ouch.
Oh,
I heard that the high schools that come through to look at our applied science programs through their high schools, that's most like the common one that they all love is the sonography one because of the simulations, which is super
it's pretty cool. And then we actually have we give ultrasounds to pregnant women as part of their final part of their class, and women come in from all over the area and they get free ultrasounds and stuff. But by that time, they've already had lots of practice with this simulator.
Mm-hmm.
So just part of the stuff we have in our health sciences program. And as I say, people come in and they see our health sciences classrooms. Like sonography has, I think, 8 or 9 beds, and it's got.
It's so cool.
They got a whole number of machines.
I saw the ophthalmology lab too, and I actually got a picture of my eye.
Yeah,
Eric, I'll have to show you after. I have the picture with me. It's
ophthalmic is a big area too. These are the people that will work with a doctor of ophthalmology. Ophthalmology. Thank you.
Yep.
But so that's what the training's for. But we got a lot of different programs here, and you can visit our website at volstate.edu and search under health sciences to see those. And for all of our programs, our 100-plus programs, you can see those as well. Well, very good. You guys did well. Winnie, you get to choose. Which one do you want? The fan? Or the cup?
I'll take the cup.
I'll give you your prizes later. But congratulations. You seem to be the winner on this again.
Yeah.
Up next is that time of the year, baseball and softball season. The Pioneers are getting ready, and we have a preview in a chat with the coaches coming up next. We'll be back with that in a moment. You're listening to the Ball State Chat here on Ball State Radio, WVCP-FM.